If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you.
There, I got it. I got the lid off the jar of time. Hi, I'm Les Brown, and there's a big number one on top of that layer of little gray elements of time. I think it's talking about a song. Yeah, it is. I can hear it now. It's Roberta Flack, the number one song from 1972.
The first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and the stars were the gifts you gave to the dark and the endless skies. And the first of a captive bird that was there at my command, my love, and the first time ever I last till the end of time, my love, the first time ever I saw your face. Your face, your face.
The first time ever I saw your face won a Grammy for Roberta Flack. She did it again with a different song just 1 year later, Killing Me Softly with his song. Up to that time, the first person to get a Grammy for the best song in two consecutive years. The style? Well, it is rhythm and blues. She was called the Queen of R&B, and R&B at that point came to be called the Quiet Storm. There was a totally different kind of song from Gilbert O'Sullivan in 1972. He actually had two songs, the Hot 100. First one, I'll play a little bit of it, Alone Again Naturally. Oh, and then a bit from his second one just 3 weeks later, Clear.
Oh, in a little while from now, I'm not feeling any less sad. I promised myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. Alone again, naturally.
Claire, the moment I met you, I swear, I felt as if something somewhere had happened to me, which I couldn't see. And then, the moment I met you again, I knew in my heart that we were friends. It had to be so, it couldn't be no, but try. As hard as I might do, I don't know why, you get to me in a way I can't describe. Words mean so little when you look up and smile. I don't care what people say, to me you're more than a child. Oh, Claire,
Gilbert O'Sullivan, like Roberta Flack, whose song you heard just before his, played his own piano accompaniment. Two of them, excellent pianists and really great vocalists as well. Now you take a tenor, a classical tenor. Hasn't been one of those in popular music since, well, I guess it was Dennis Day, and that's back in the 50s. Well, this fellow was a computer programmer. No, not a musician, but he tinkered with writing music. Sometimes he was called the American Beatle because of the music he wrote, not necessarily the music he sang, though he did have an incredible 3-octave range. His name, Harry Nilsson. His song from the Billboard Hot 100 in 1972, Without You.
No, I can't forget this evening, or your face as you were leaving, but I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes your sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. No, I can't forget tomorrow, when I think of all my sorrow. Well, I had you there, but then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know.
Can't live
The movie that was intended for children was released in late 1971, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Somehow they got Sammy Davis Jr. to sing one song in that film, and in 1972, oh yes, became a hit all by itself. The Candyman.
Candyman!
What kind of candy you want? Sweet chocolate, chocolate malt, candy, gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right man because I'm the candy man.
Ooh. Who can take a sunrise?
Sprinkle it with you.
Cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The candy man.
The candy man.
Ooh, the candy man can. Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Who can take a rainbow?
Who can take a rainbow?
Wrap it in a sigh.
Wrap it in a sigh.
Soak it in the sun and make a groovy lemon pie. The Candyman.
The Candyman.
The Candyman can. The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
The Candyman makes everything he bakes satisfying and delicious.
Now you talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. Oh, who can take tomorrow?
Who can take tomorrow?
Collect up all the cream, the Candyman.
The Candyman.
Oh, the Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
The Candyman makes everything he makes satisfying and delicious.
Talk about your childhood wishes. You can even eat the dishes. Separate the sorrow and collect up all the cream. The Candyman.
The Candyman.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can.
The Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
Yes, the Candyman can, 'cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Makes the world taste good.
A Candyman. A Candyman. A Candyman.
I imagine it's gotta be tough to make a glad song out of sadness, but Jerry Lee Lewis did that in 1972. Remember, earlier in that year there'd been that plane crash that killed Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and Giles Perry Richardson, called P.J. Richardson, or by his stage name, the Big Bopper. His number one song through his whole career was repeated by Jerry Lee Lewis in 1972 in memory of the Big Bopper. Chantilly Lace from 1959 and brought back in 1972.
Hello, you good-looking thing, you. Yeah, huh? Now this is the killer speaking. Do I like what? I sure do like it, baby.
A chantilly lace, pretty face, and a pony tail hanging down. A wiggle in a walk, a giggle in a talk. It gonna make that world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Spend my doggone money. I feel real loose like a long-necked goose. Like a, what, baby, that's what I like. Huh? But I what? Do I what? Well, I what? Okay,
you never tell, baby. I might, but honey, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail hanging down. A big up in the wobble of the giggle and the talk. They're gonna make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big eyed girl to make me act so funny. Spend my doggone money. Feel real loose like a long neck, good like a.
Oh, baby, that's what I like! Huh? Huh? What's that? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late. You gotta be joking, woman. I thought you might pick me up at 8. Don't be late. It don't make no difference, baby. You know what Jerry Lee likes.
Chantilly lace, pretty face, ponytail hanging down. A wiggle and a walk, giggle and a talk.
Oh, it makes the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Money, spend my doggone money. I feel it real loose like a long neck goose. Like a, whoa, baby, that's what I like. Woo! Honey, you turn me up on this telephone. I swear I don't know what in the world I'm gonna do with you. You're yapping, 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 yapping. When you break it all down, you know what I like.
Chandelier. Hanging down, a wiggle and a wobble, a giggle and a doggy, through the wicked, 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 through the wobble ride. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make me act so funny, I spend my money. I feel real loose like a long neck, loose like a.
It snows in the winter, right? I mean, you're used to that where you live. But in Iran, people weren't at all aware of what snow could do until 1972. Then they had a blizzard.
Northern Iran has been struck by its worst snowstorm for 50 years. 500,000 people in the north have suffered power cuts. Many villages have become cut off. Nearly 11,000 motorists have been rescued and almost 4,000 people put up in emergency shelters. Schools closed across the country. Forecasters said another storm was on the way.
Iran was totally unprepared for a blizzard. There were people stuck without food, heat, medical aid for many days. When it was all over, they counted 4,000 dead. They called them the Troubles, but they went quite a bit beyond that. In 1971, the British government had passed a law allowing the indefinite detention of what they felt was out-of-hand protest. It didn't turn out well.
On the 30th of January 1972, a civil rights march took place in Londonderry in protest. Troops were deployed to the city. The march began shortly after 3 p.m. The intended destination, the Guildhall in Derry city centre. However, army barricades blocked marchers from that area and the majority of people were directed towards Free Derry Corner in the Bog Side. Some protesters lagged behind and after skirmishes between young people and the army, paratroopers moved in to make arrests. Just before 4 p.m, stones were thrown and soldiers responded with rubber bullets, tear gas and water cannon. At 7 minutes past four, soldiers made their way down William Street with orders to arrest as many marchers as possible. A short time later, soldiers began to open fire on people in the Rossville Street area. According to army evidence, 21 soldiers fired their weapons on Bloody Sunday, shooting 108 live rounds between them. 13 people were killed on that day and 15 people were wounded.
In America in 1972, there was a criminal incident where no one got killed, but democracy was threatened. In June of 72, five men were arrested breaking into the Democratic National Committee headquarters at the Watergate complex in Washington, D.C. The term Watergate achieved new meaning in all of the United States, an event that was seen as the catalyst for the eventual downfall of President Richard Nixon.
Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office.
It was also in 1972, there was a music festival at Glasgow in Scotland. Native Scottish musician Les Harvey of the group Stone the Crows stepped up on the stage to do a solo. He touched an ungrounded microphone and his guitar at the same time. It did not end well. Oh, the song that Les Harvey didn't get to sing in that concert. Stone the Crows recorded it in a session in Glasgow just a few days before the concert. Surviving members of Stone the Crows cherish the memory of the lead singer Les Harvey and the tremendous falsetto he could do. Cherish, and oh, there's the name of a song by David Cassidy from 1972. David Cassidy you perhaps knew as Keith Partridge, son of Shirley Partridge. Oh, it hasn't rung a bell yet. The Partridge Family on TV. You know, you see it on the, what, Antenna TV? Some of the reruns. Anyway, he sang occasionally on the show and then went out under his own name and had a very high-rated song in 1972. David Cassidy with Cherish.
for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you.
Most cherished memories, radio shows in the 1950s all the way up into the early 70s when they started to drift toward television. The original Gunsmoke on radio gave way to Gunsmoke on TV, and oh, there were big, big changes. Gunsmoke in 1972 was the number one Western show on CBS television. The old theme with which I started this little segment was gone, and in came the new and more vigorous one. The original Marshal Matt Dillon, William Conrad, he was a radio actor. He got replaced with James Arness. If you ever saw William Conrad, you'd understand why. Georgia Ellis was the original kitty. It was Amanda Blake on TV. Parley Bear was gone as Festus. They renamed him Chester for the TV series, and the role went to Dennis Weaver. Howard McNear was the original Doc, but Milburn Stone played the role in Gunsmoke on television. 1972 was the peak of Gunsmoke's career. And there was the occasional Cowboys song on the country list. The number one country song in 1972. Well, the one that came closest to being a true Western song was The Guitar Man and Bread.
The guitar man. Who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's the guitar man. He can make you love, he can make you cry. He will bring you down and he'll get you high. Something keeps him going miles and miles a day. Find another place to play. Night after night, who treats you right? Baby, it's the guitar man. Who's on the radio? You go listen to the guitar man. Then he comes to town and you see his face. And you think you might to take his place. Something keeps him drifting miles and miles away, searching for the songs to play. Then you listen to the music and you like to sing along. You want to get the meaning out of each and every song. Then you find yourself a message and some words to call your own and take them home. No one seems to know what it is that makes him go. Then the lights begin to flicker and the sound is getting dim. The voice begins to falter and the crowds are getting thin. But he never seems to notice, he's just got to find another place to play.
Yes, the morning had broken on a new era in Western series on TV. What a coincidence. That's also the name of a Cat Stevens song that was number one on Billboard's Adult Contemporary chart the week of May 13th, 1972.
Praise for them springing. fresh from the world. Sweet the rain's new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the red garden, sprung in completeness where his feet. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new.
Some in 1972, a new morning had broken, and for others, the sun was setting. Saul Alinsky left us in 1972, the father of community organizing. Charles Atlas, if you read comic books as a child, you may remember ads at the back of them for bodybuilding. This Charles Atlas ad with, a villain kicking sand in the face of a weak guy on the beach. Adam Clayton Powell, the Harlem preacher who was a congressman from 1945 to 1970, passed away in 1972. M.C. Escher put down the drawing pen, he who had drawn so many perplexing pieces of art. Mahalia Jackson sang her last.
Summertime, and the living. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high.
There was a state funeral for Harry S. Truman, President of the United States from 1945 to 1953. That middle initial, no, it wasn't a middle initial at all. His whole middle name really was just the letter S, and a royal funeral, too, for former King Edward VIII of England, he who had abdicated to marry a divorced American. Baseball lost two key players. Roberto Clemente, who was the first Hispanic in the Baseball Hall of Fame, and Jackie Robinson, the man who broke baseball's color barrier. And then there was Clyde McFadder.
Does she love me with all her heart? Should I worry when we're apart? It's a lover's question. I'd like to know. Does she need me as she pretends? Is this a game? Well, then will I win? It's a lover's question. I'd like to know. I'd like to know when she's not with me, if she's still true to me. I'd like to know when we're kissing, does she feel just what I feel? And how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? Well, it's a lover's question I'd like to know. I'd like to know when she's not with me, if she's still true to me. I'd like to know when we're kissing, does she feel just what I feel? And how am I to know it's really real? Oh, tell me where the answer lies. Is it in her kiss or in her eyes? It's a lover's question I'd like to know. I'd like to know. I'd like to know. I'd like to know.
Happy, happy birthday.
In 1972, there were two new babies who would grow up to be country musicians. Hank Williams III, already not just a singer, but a bassist, a songwriter, a guitarist, a drummer, an actor, and plays multiple other instruments too. And then there's Brad Paisley. Yeah, you already know him for his albums.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we take. Ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice, it's so sweet that the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me
me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever ever known.
Earlier in the program, we heard a Paul Simon song that some people called a folk song, and there was some question about it. No question about this one being a genuine folk song. Arlo Guthrie, son of Woody Guthrie, the famed folk singer, and one he picked up from the author of the song itself, the City of New Orleans.
Riding on the City of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors, 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train pulls out of Kankakee and rolls along past houses, farms, and fields. In trains that have no name, and freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of the rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
Dealing card games with the old man in the club car. Penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. Pass the paper bag that holds the bottle. The floor and the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers write their father's magic carpets made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep rocking to the gentle beat and the rhythm of the rails is old.
Don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the City of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when
when the day is done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. Halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness, rolling down to the sea. But all the towns and people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his songs again. Passengers will please refrain. This train got to disappear in railroad blues. Good night, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done.
I'm Les Brown, the guy with
time in a bottle.
See you next time.
To do, save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you.